Good afternoon. Questions?
You guys are, what do you attribute the red zone success to? You got anybody 8 for 8? 7 touchdowns?
Oh yeah, we're 8 for 8, 7-1. That it's all well and good, but we need to get down there more. I mean, if I had, you know, anything to say along those lines is, you know, we should be in there, you know, maybe after 3 games, maybe 12 to 14 times. And but you know, the good thing is we're getting points. We're protecting the football for the most part. And then the other side of the ball is the defense yesterday was exceptional in the red zone. But we're getting down too often. Our opponent's getting down in the red zone too often. So I'd like to see, you know, the offensive, you know, opportunities go up and the defensive, you know, opportunities go down.
Jeff, with the 3-0 start, do you is this team veteran enough? Do you need to address, you know, staying focused week to week, or do you think this is a group that can handle the attention that's starting to come this way?
All you really have to do is put a couple series of Minnesota on tape, and that's all. That takes care of itself. Their offense is very explosive, obviously, with the running back, and now the quarterback change. You know, they got the ball down the field, and their defense is very, very talented. So just put the tape on. We're playing an unfamiliar opponent, and that creates all sorts of challenges for us.
Anything you can point to maybe for your early success? I know you've had some teams previous years that isn't strong, but didn't really start so well.
Well, you know, I think there's some carryover from last year, and that's hard to accomplish. But there's some carryover defensively from last year, with the exception of the playoff game. The last few games, we were keeping the scoring down. And we were getting off the field, and we were very productive on third down, and that's been the case. You know, we're getting off the field. We're keeping the points down. We're still running the football, and, you know, we're healthy. And, you know, we haven't had anything catastrophic happen to us on special teams. So, you know, there's some carryover, and, you know, that's hard to accomplish, as you know. But I think it's the off-season program. It's a commitment to the, you know, to what we were doing in training camp and their conditioning level and their level of focus. And then there's times in the games when, you know, you can lose focus, and they have not done so this far.
The AFC, not just the division, but AFC is wide open. And so you can remember a lot of New England. You know, you got some issues, Indy, San Diego.
Yeah, it's still so early. You know, what we're trying to do is just build wins, just trying to win the next one. And, you know, 6 or 7 weeks from now, we can start talking along those lines. But it's just early, and our division, for whatever reason, particularly injuries as far as Jacksonville and Indy's concerned, has got off to a slow start, and Houston's a talented team. We saw that yesterday, and, you know, they had, a difficult time last weekend. So, you know, we just have to make the best of our opportunities.
How unusual is it to have had only one fourth quarter pass the last 2 weeks?
It's not unusual. It's the way we are. You know, we're running the football and winning games.
To a man, all of your guys have said they haven't played their best yet, or no one thinks that they've put a complete game together. Is that good from a coaching standpoint that 3-0, but you still can pick?
Well, they see it. I mean, we had opportunities yesterday. We had a lot of opportunities to make plays, to recognize the formation in which the tight end screen came early in the game, and we didn't stay behind. And you know, there's a lot of things that happened. I mean, little subtle things, depths of routes, and you know, finishing. You know, CJ had an opportunity at the end of the game on a screen pass to go a long ways, and so there's a lot of little things we have to continue to work on. You know, I will compliment our offensive line. You know, we got pressure. We had 62 snaps yesterday, and they pressured us over 50% with all kinds of stuff, junk twists, you know, dogs, zone dogs, and we protected our quarterback, and we sorted it out, and we ran the ball effectively. And we knew we had to do that to have a chance. So, you know, I thought the offensive line was exceptional yesterday.
On the screens, Kathy, about the same one you're talking about with Chris, where he's kind of patient with blockers to get in front of him.
Screen pass is very. The screen pass is one of those things that's not specific because you can't predict what the defense is going to do. You cannot predict their pass rush, whether you got a stunt or a game. And you just have to work your way out. It's a timing thing. And we got pressure. They pressured, and Kerry had to get rid of it. We didn't get a chance to set it up. But had we had a chance to set it up, which is which in a lot of ways I think, regardless of the outcome of the play, the fact that the play was called is going to help in the long run.
Why do you think the Texans were able to have quite a few big plays?
They're a good football team offensively. They're talented. They're well coached. They got a new system on offense, and they've got good players. I mean, it's just they coach them too, and they're gonna win a lot of games and make a lot of plays. They did so at the end of the year. They came up with found ways to make big plays at the end of the season.
Eric, I guess the game. I think I was in the preseason when he seemed to struggle up and still make a tackle. What he did yesterday, kind of more what he's capable of doing as far as.
Well, the tackles in the preseason were a lot different than these yesterday. They were one-on-one, kind of short passes to the wide receiver in space, whereas compared to these were checkdowns to backs or tight ends where he can come up and use an angle. So, I mean, the tackles that he missed in the preseason were not of a concern of ours because they were difficult to make. I don't think any of our other corners were put in those positions the same that Eric was put in. We've got confidence in Eric to play the corner spot, to play the nickel spot. And he's a good football player. He does the same. He makes the same kind of plays for us on special teams.
James, what was Nick Harper's status as far as?
Nick's a little sore today. We'll have to wait and see. He'll probably be day to day, but it's not as bad as we thought. He's just got a little thigh bruise going.
How was Justin Gage?
Sorry?
How was Justin Gage?
I didn't play.
And, I know.
Yeah.
How was he in terms of his...
I'll have a report for you on Wednesday. Okay.
Would you like Bill more Popeye to be a return
team?
Chris Carr.
Yeah, I mean we're blocking better, but we need to hit it and we need some creases, but they come. I mean you have to be patient. I think Alan said that we were about 80% on the kickoff return from a blocking standpoint, which is the best we've been. And so you get one guy out of the lane and he flattens out, but he's making real good decisions for us. And field position was not bad because of his play, but he's here and you have to be patient with returners. And so I would expect him to be able to make a play for us. Well, I mean, we expect more from him, but like I said, they come, they happen. You can go weeks without hitting one, and all of a sudden you can catch fire, and we'll go a couple weeks where you're making big plays. So, I mean, you did have one earlier. He had a nice return last week at Cincinnati, and we just have to keep working it.
Like the improvement you got out of coverage on special teams, how much improvement?
Yeah, we were better. That was an emphasis, and we were better. We still missed a couple tackles. I wasn't happy with the last punt return, nor was I pleased with the penalty. But we got better. We got to our landmarks. We broke down, and we were more effective. And then, Andre Davis returned 3 for touchdowns last year. I mean, he's an exceptional returner. So I thought we handled that well. And Jacoby is a fine returner. And we let him hit the crease. But I thought overall we improved in all areas on special teams.
So Cambridge probably, if it replayed, would have been
ruled
an incompletion.
Oh, it looked great to me. I didn't see the TV copy. I haven't looked at that yet. On the coaching tape, it's kind of hard to tell.
The running back you're going to face this week, Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. Does he offer, talk about any kind of unique challenges that he offers?
Well, yeah, he challenges your whole defense. He challenges your run front, your D-line, your linebackers, and your secondary every single snap. Whether he's got the ball or not, because if he doesn't have the ball, there's a potential he'll catch a checkdown. So he's an exceptional player. So this will, without question, be our biggest defensive challenge to date.
They similar kind of mirror images to you guys and what they try to do as far as run the ball, run the fence, kind of quarterback change with the veteran. They, a lot of ways like you guys.
I think there's some similarities. I haven't had a real opportunity to really break them down, but they've got very good defensive front. Jared Allen is an exceptional rusher. They got a solid group of linebackers, a physical group in the secondary, and they play hard. And, then offensively, they can run it. I mean, they can really run it. And so I guess in a lot of ways, yeah, there's some similarities.
This was arguably the best division in the NFL last season in right now. You're the only team in it with the winning record. That, how surprising is that to you right now?
Well, it just shows you how quickly things can change, specifically as far as injuries are concerned. If you get people hurt, things change. I mean, they change. Look at New England. I mean, it just changes. And so, you know, you just have to, you know, do your best to, as we've tried to do, is develop depth and have people that can plug in when they need it and just keep playing.
Any thoughts moving to the single wing?
The single wing?
Yeah, after last night or yesterday with Miami. No,
I didn't get a chance to look at it. It looks like some of the things we're doing right now are okay, so we'll stay with them.
Now you decided to defense in the box. How long do you keep doing that?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him specifically about the experience. Coach thought it was good. You know, he was really into it, and you know, he got the calls. He knew what we're doing. He could see carry and make the decision. So, you know, I'll talk to him and see. You know, it probably, you know, it's probably a good idea now to get him down the sideline and let him take that information that he got yesterday and that experience down the sideline and see it from, you know, the sideline perspective.
So you're thinking it's a one-time deal from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't decided yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. But I know it was a positive experience.
Anything
else?
Kerry, running the ball. Will we see a lot more of that?
Well, you know, it depends if it's there, you know. I mean, Kerry, you know, on the second run, it was 3rd and 1.5. He had an opportunity to throw the ball down the field because Algie had beat the defender. And he's got a chance to make a big play down the field, potentially could result in a touchdown. But Kerry comes on the edge thinking, it's 3rd and 1.5, I'm going to get the first down. He got the first down, and he had a lot more room, and he kept going. So, I mean, what that allows us to do is it allows you to protect your edges. It forces people to stay home and it opens up the run game. I think people have came into the, you know, maybe the perception is Kerry can't get on the edge. Well, he can. So as a result, you're going to have to keep, your ends have to play honest. So it's just, you know, it's good that you can still do that.
And how about your short yardage offense? I mean, 3rd and 1's been pretty good to you guys.
Well, we've converted, but not converted the way we would like to convert. I'd rather. And 3rd and 1, I'd rather pick up 2 or 3 than 1.5. You know, and that's kind of the emphasis. We need to make sure that we continue to work on that and don't get stuffed. But the good part about what Mike's doing is he's changing things up. We're doing it a lot of different ways with different players. Okay. Thank you.